A Prayer for Wives to Pray for Their Husbands by Alicia Headley, read by Leah Martin. Wives, be submissive to your own husbands, that even if some do not obey the word, they, without a word, may be won by the conduct of their wives. 1 Peter 3:1. Words come easily to me. I have a love for talking, and that talking has spilled out into my love for writing. As women, we tend to want to help and nurture others, and oftentimes that's done through talking. But sometimes our husbands can interpret our talking as us trying to change or nag them. What if we as women began to start praying more and talking less? What if your spouse could be won without saying a single word? In today's verse, where words come easy to us as women, Paul is saying we'll have more of an impact by winning our husbands without words. Our impact will come when we talk less and they begin to observe our chaste conduct accompanied by fear of the Lord. Verse 2. Paul then goes on to say, in verses 3 and 4, that it's not about how well you portray yourself from your outside appearance, but that it's the hidden person of the heart, with the beauty of a gentle and quiet spirit, that will win our husbands. Rather than focus on winning our husbands over with our words, put on a gentle spirit and love for the Lord. Let's begin to walk in this wisdom. Proverbs 10:19 echoes this when it says, "In the multitude of words, sin is not lacking, but he who restrains his lips is wise." Let's pray these verses over our lives now. Dear God, thank you for your word, Lord. Thank you that your word is the source of all wisdom. Thank you for revealing new and fresh truths to us so we can navigate through this world. We give our spouses to you today. We surrender them to you, for they're not ours to hold on to. They're a gift from you. Thank you that you have our spouses in the palm of your hands. And even though we may think we know what's best for them or what they need to win them, we thank you that you are the one who knows best. For your thoughts are higher than our thoughts, and your ways are higher than our ways. Isaiah 55:9. Thank you that even when we feel nothing is working, that when we come to you in prayer, you hear us and you are working. Father, please help us to restrain our lips. Please help us to take everything to the throne of the cross as our first resort and not our last resort. Holy Spirit, please prompt us this day, reminding us to be swift to hear and slow to speak. James 1:19, in our interactions with our spouse. May our spouse begin to see our gentle and quiet spirit as we begin to cultivate a house of peace and less words. We can only do this through your power, not our own. Please give us strength in these moments. And may we win our husbands without a word by our obedient behavior to you. We love you, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen.
Do you ever hear sayings make their way through the culture and the church that seem nice in theory, but are actually theologically problematic? My name is Shara Donahue, and I'm the host of The Bible Never Said That, a podcast where we examine these popular sayings under the lens of biblical truth. We cover sayings like, God won't give you more than you can handle, time heals all wounds, and follow your heart. We also spend time exploring how people use Bible verses out of context. If you want to grow in discernment and truth, join us and subscribe at lifeaudio.com.